Flying the Flag by Alex Shearer, with Dinsdale Landon as Her Majesty's Ambassador, Mr. Mackenzie, and featuring Peter Acre, Moya Leslie, Christopher Benjamin, and Stephen Greif. Spiritual Values.
Well, I think he was lucky to survive it, myself, sir.
Who? To survive what, William?
Colonel Surikoff, sir. I think he was pretty lucky to survive the attempted coup.
No. No.
William, no, we don't refer to Colonel Surikoff's little misfortune as the coup. No, I think we'd just better refer to it as the holiday. It would be more diplomatic.
Right, sir, yes, sir. Well, in that case, sir, I think he was pretty lucky to survive his attempted holiday, sir.
It's my experience, William, that most of us are lucky to survive whatever attempts at holidays we may make. And let us not forget that Colonel Surikoff faced up to his vocation with all the fortitude and courage as befits an elder statesman.
Well, I hardly know about that, sir. He hid under the kitchen table for 3 days while the coup... Sorry, the holiday was on.
The primary duty of any political leader, William, is to preserve himself for the good of the country.
Yes, well, he's obviously a real jar of pickles when it comes to preserving himself, sir, I must admit.
Yes, well, let's hope we see some stability here soon, though, William. Oh, dear, we live in troubled times.
You never seem to have lived in anything else, sir.
Yes, matters of great moment are taking place in the world today, William, and moments of great matter. The old certainties have gone, new uncertainties have replaced them. The old communist values of left-wing oppression, totalitarianism and imprisonment without trial have gone, and no one knows what to replace them with.
Oh, well, perhaps they'll be able to replace them with right-wing oppression and imprisonment without trial, sir.
Oh, we can only hope, William, we can. Only hope. But in the meantime, we must watch and wait and offer what help we can. We are midwives at the birth of a new democracy. Well, obviously, as ambassador, I'm more of a consultant obstetrician myself.
Yes, sir. Well, you've obviously got the clothes for it, sir.
Yes, the People's Republic is shuddering with contractions, William. And let's only hope when the time comes to push that you, I, and the other democracies in waiting are able to deliver the goods.
Who are?
Oh, we are, apparently, according to him. He says, we are midwives attending at the birth of democracy, and he's the consultant obstetrician.
Oh, he would be the consultant, that's typical. Still, seeing he's never there when you want to see him, his diagnoses are usually wrong and he's paid more than he's worth, it's probably quite accurate.
Well, I suppose people are disillusioned with the old system, but don't really know what to put in its place. I mean, destruction was easy. Creation's proving rather harder.
Apart from the havoc, of course, Willie. That was pretty easy to create.
No, I mean spiritual values. This is what we're talking about, Helen. People are out there all searching for something to believe in.
What do you believe in, Willie?
Oh, I don't know. I'm starting to think I might not believe in diplomacy anymore. I mean, when I joined the service, I thought I could help nations speak unto nation. 8 years later, I'm an unqualified midwife at the birth of democracy. I mean, well, what do you actually believe in?
Oh, I don't know either, Willie. But I can tell you this. I'm not putting my faith in shorthand and typing as the road to salvation.
Yeah. Well, since communism kicked the bucket here, there'd been new philosophies crawling out of every bookshop. Do you know, I even saw some hippies at the weekend. Yeah, in beads and flared trousers. I mean, a hippie revival.
There's nothing wrong with peace and love, Willie. It's the flared trousers that cause the trouble.
Oh, and I just hope they find something here soon, or this state of flux will turn into a state of detonation. All these crackpot philosophies going about.
Well, it doesn't matter what system you live under, Willie. There's always a lot of nutters about. Mm. Talking of which, doesn't Colonel Surikoff have an appointment?
Ah, Mr. Ambassador. So good to see you. You are indeed the drops for the sore eyes.
And you, Colonel, are as the elasticated bandage for the strained ligaments, the creosote for the wooden leg. A tonic in your own right.
A tonic? No, thank you. Not for me. But I'll take a small whiskey and lemonade.
Oh, whiskey. Did you say lemonade for the Colonel?
Yes, it is one of my more recent affectations.
Yes, well, what's one more among so many? So, Colonel, it's good to see you again after your ordeal vacation. I was immensely relieved that you survived the coup, your little sojourn by the sea, Colonel.
Oh, yes, Mr. Ambassador. Thank you. Sojourn by the sea. I go there every year, you know.
Not such a good idea to go there this year, though, Colonel.
No, on reflection, I see it was no time to take a break. Yes, people I thought of as friends and colleagues betrayed me. But fortunately, Mr. Ambassador, the country was behind me.
Well, I'm sure if the country was behind you, Colonel, it was only because they couldn't run as fast as you can.
But I think they perceived me, Mr. Ambassador, as well.
The lesser of two evils, Colonel.
The greater of two goods, I would say myself.
Oh, which goods, Colonel?
Consumer goods, Mr. Ambassador. Or the expectation thereof, which is why I wish to have a word with you. You see, how can I put this? In the old happy days, you know, of flagrant human rights abuses and so on, the West was always condemning our system, threatening us with a nuclear stick more than encouraging us with a consumer carrot. But then, when times changed, we were encouraged by Western governments in our openness and reform.
Indeed, Colonel. In fact, I feel I myself was instrumental in the emergence of democracy and made a modest contribution.
Indeed, yes, Mr. Ambassador. When it comes to diplomacy, you are famed for the modesty of your contribution.
As are you for your long overdue ones, Colonel.
Indeed. But all this help that was promised by the West, I wondered when it would be arriving. Exactly when, Mr. Ambassador, will materialism materialize? My position remains somewhat precarious, you see. The comrades want some jam today. Tomorrow is a jar too long in coming.
Yes, well, it's just our own financial position, Colonel, caused by the worldwide recession, does make it rather difficult for us to give as much as we might like to the new democracies just at this moment.
You mean capitalism is so successful that you can no longer afford to help us convert to a market?
No. It's expertise, Colonel. This is more what you lack than an influx of consumer goods, which is why I've arranged for several experts to come over from the UK to give you some business guidance and advice.
Well, we certainly need some kind of assistance, Mr. Ambassador. We are all at 7 and 6 here. I'm afraid the leave satisfactions are not soon forthcoming. I may have to take another holiday under the table.
Yes, well, obviously we don't want to see a corpuscle like yourself out of circulation, Colonel. We may get something worse. But though I know what you mean. In fact, I wonder myself sometimes, is there no rock to stand on? Nothing firm and unshakable? Is there nothing that you can depend on to always be there?
Oh, well, some more whiskey and lemonade, Mr. Ambassador. Uh-huh. Huh? There are surely some certainties in a changing world.
So, what is the present headcount of experts to come over, William? We have the kids full of whiz, do we?
Yes, I have the itinerary here, sir. Uh-huh. There's Mr. George Merchant, first of all, sir, the British supermarket mogul. Uh-huh. He's coming over to advise on stock control systems and on getting the food onto the shelves.
Oh, Merchant, yes. What's the name they give him? Oh, yes, Thruppence Off Merchant, isn't it?
Well, in some quarters, yes. In other areas, I believe, he's known as Rip-Off Merchant, sir.
Yes, well, he should get the trolleys moving, William.
Yes. And there's two civil servants from the Department of Transport, sir, are coming over to demonstrate road planning and traffic management.
Ah, good. Yes, I think the Department of Transport has plenty of expertise to offer in that area.
Which means the country won't be on its knees anymore. It'll be flat in its face within a fortnight.
Really, William, mustn't we be subjected to this constant cynicism? Why people come over here, giving their time and expertise to help a new democracy up onto its feet, and all you can do is to pour scorn on their efforts?
No, it's not that, sir. It's just I feel we've led them up the garden path in a way, sir. I mean, we made out that capitalism was great and the market economy was wonderful. No one mentioned about unemployment and the poor and homeless that we've got.
William, I think you're confusing the issues here. Obviously, capitalism isn't perfect. No one ever said it was.
Well, we certainly implied it was better, though, sir.
And so it is, William. Why, under many communist regimes, people were forced to go hungry and without, whereas under capitalism, people are free to go hungry and without.
What about spiritual values, sir? At least communism was a creed. Capitalism is just about making money. I mean, what spiritual values have we got for them, sir?
Duty, William, duty. It calls, and it must be done.
See, I have to level with you, Mac. It's on the rocks.
What's that, Spider? The bourbon?
No, the marriage. The third Mrs. Weinberg, she's just gone the same way as the other two.
What, you've got fed up with her, you mean, Spider?
No, I'm talking about the meaning of marriage. I'm talking about variety, about awareness, about changing positions in society. I'm talking...
Not spiritual values, Spider.
Yeah, Mac, that's it.
Oh, thank heavens. Just for a minute, I thought you were talking instruction manuals or something.
All I'm saying is marriage, it's a microcosm of what's going on in the world today. The way we're all looking for a new dimension to our lives. Something more, something extra, something like...
Their secretary with her own apartment, Spyro?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yes, well, your nuptial problems aside, Spyro, can we agree on what form this aid package should take? I mean, how many billion are you prepared to put into the economy here?
Billion, was that, Mac?
Well, how many million are you prepared to give them?
Give, was that, Mac?
Well, how much are you prepared to loan interest-free to the communists?
Interest-free, was that, Mac?
For heaven's sake, Spidey, you must be prepared to give something.
Well, maybe Uncle Sam could do something on the spiritual values front there, Mac.
America, Spidey, spiritual values, did you say? I always thought you were a net importer of those.
Huh? Yeah, well, maybe we'll take a rain check on this one.
Ah, yes. Well, there's no other checks are forthcoming, Spyro.
Mac, who do I make it out to?
Of course, I knew this would happen, Willie.
Oh, me too, Helen. Is there any coffee?
Yes. I wouldn't mind a cup, thank you.
I'll put the kettle on then. Is there a plug for it yet?
No, there's still a shortage. Just stick the two wires in.
Isn't that dangerous?
Not really. It's only 2 volts.
Oh, my God. I thought some experts had come over from the UK to sort out the electricity supply.
Yes, but that was only to assure people that nuclear generators are totally safe. But, I mean, anyone with a modicum of interest in international affairs could see what was in the pipeline.
Oh, yeah, absolutely right, Helen. Consequences are obvious. Staring in the face, good heavens. So, sorry, what was it exactly that struck you as obvious?
It's obvious that people's expectations of Western democracy were far too high.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we find materialism shallow and empty and devoid of any sort of spiritual value. So, sooner or later, they're bound to feel the same.
Well, I mean, later rather than sooner. They haven't had time to get tired of materialism yet. They haven't got the materials.
They will, though, Willie. I mean, look at us. We've got plenty. Yet we've all got that aching void inside, haven't we?
Yes, I find a spot of lunch usually cures that myself.
Yes, well, it probably would in your case.
What's what you feel's lacking then, Helen? You mean like enlightenment, awareness, inner calm?
Yes, and promotion and upgrading and better opportunities for women. How about you, Willie? Do you feel there's something in life you're not getting?
Yeah, every night. When will that kettle be boiled?
Oh, come back about 4 o'clock. Thursday.
All right, William.
Come here, sir. Right with you. Yes, sir, what is it, sir?
William, would you mind telling me just what is going on out there?
Well, it's the transition, sir, of the economy from a supply to a demand-based...
No. I know all about that. I mean the traffic. It has just taken me 45 minutes to drive half a mile. It is the first time that my ambassadorial limousine has been overtaken by dust mites.
It's the experts, the traffic planners, over from London. They're having a little trouble with the new computer-operated traffic lights.
Well, what sort of trouble? I mean, isn't the computer working?
They forgot to bring any green bulbs, sir.
Well, I expect an irate Colonel Sulikoff here any second, William. So just ask Helen for a cup of coffee, would you?
Right you are, sir. The kettle's been on for a couple of days now, so it should be getting warm.
It seems a little dingy in here today, Mr. Ambassador.
It's just the effect you usually have, Colonel, whenever you enter a room. And, of course, 2 watts of electricity and 100-watt bulb don't help either.
Yes. My eyes are dim. I cannot see.
Yes.
I have not brought my contact lenses with me. As we used to sing in Scouting for Comrades.
Oh, you have contact lenses now, do you, Colonel?
Oh, indeed, Mr. Ambassador. They are not yet as small as those in the West, but these are my contact lenses here, you see. Do you like them? I chose the frames myself.
Oh, yes. Very good, Colonel, yes. So how is everything, Colonel? Forging ahead in leaps and bounds, I trust?
Regrettably not, Mr. Ambassador. I don't know if it is expertise we require so much as, hard cash and hard currency.
Hard lines, Colonel. Obviously, we would willingly subsidize your transition to a rich and successful economy like our own, but unfortunately, we don't have the money.
Well, would you like us to lend you some, Mr. Ambassador? It's no trouble to print a little more, you know.
Printing money isn't quite the same as making money, though, is it, Colonel?
Really? Well, there you are. You learn something new every day. But in the meantime, Mr. Ambassador, if things do not rapidly improve, I fear it may be holiday time again.
Oh, another holiday, Colonel, so soon.
Yes, even now, the master ranks of travel agents are rumored to be compiling their brochures. The country is in a state of turmoil. In fact, turmoil is one of the few states that is not demanding independence. Why, even people down at the new personal initiative centers don't know what to do next.
Yes, Mike, quite to your problem. Yes, spiritual values.
Or material goods, Mr. Ambassador. People can live without one or the other and merely be discontent. But when they have to live without both, that is when they start to plot their holidays.
Ah.
And believe me, if there is going to be another holiday, this time it will be no picnic.
I don't wish to seem at all rude, Spyro, but don't you have an office of your own to go to? I mean, this is the British Embassy, after all, not diplomatic marriage guidance.
Oh, it's just a third Mrs. Weinberg again, Mac. If yesterday the marriage was on the rocks, today it's gone down the tubes. We're traveling uptown on the downtown line, if you know what I mean. You ever had that feeling, Mac, that you're not wanted?
Well, occasionally, Spyro, though plainly I wouldn't have had as much experience in that field as yourself.
Oh, no, obviously not, Mac. Sure. Look, all I'm saying is, it's the peace within, Mac. That's what we're searching for, the inner calm, see? Take California, Mac.
Well, I prefer not to, really.
In California, every other guy you meet is starting his own religion. Everyone's a guru. You got a problem, they got a therapy. At least that's the impression they'd give you. And yet, that's not how it is.
Isn't it, Spider?
No. They got it all there, Mac, yet they got nothing. But why have they got nothing, Mac, when they got everything? Because they need something. And why do they need something when they got everything? Because something's lacking, Mac. Isn't that something? Whereas here, in the old days, in the People's Republic, they had everything to look forward to because they had nothing. But now they've got what they were looking forward to, they find it isn't what they thought. Why? Because when you've got everything, you got nothing. But when you got nothing, you got everything. See, in order to be happy, Mac, you got to have something missing.
Well, every day must be Christmas for you then, Spyro. If you'll excuse me, then I do have a function to attend.
Oh, sure, Mac, sure. You go right ahead. In fact, do you want one of my hygienic toilet seat covers? They're real wool.
I mean spiritual values, William. Spiritual values. Quite frankly, I get sick of hearing about them.
Yes, sir. Sure, sir. With some justification, too, sir.
Ambassador Weenie Weinberg whinging on about spiritual values. Well, we all know that his definition of spiritual values consists of trading in the third Mrs. Weinberg for a new one with better bumpers.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I've even noticed an air of spirituality creeping over Helen's office.
Well, I think she's sort of gone in for Buddhism a bit, sir. She's sort of studying the way.
The way, the way, the way of the what, William?
Well, the way of the salary increase and better jobs for women, I think, sir. Sort of enlightenment through promotion, sir.
Well, I think you have to consider yourself fortunate, William, that the quest for spiritual values has never bothered you much.
Oh, no, I'm always happy, I am, sir. If I do get a bit down, I just get out my comb and tissue paper, sir, and hum a happy tune.
People like myself, William, we old sages, if I may describe us as such, I think we're the ones with access to the eternal verities, the hunger inside, William, you know.
Oh, yes, sir, bridge that gap, eh, sir? Have a break, have a...
Look, I'm not talking about chocolate biscuits, William. I mean that spiritual longing that can only be assuaged by a line of poetry, a bar of music. The glory in the flower, William, the splendour in the grass.
Oh, yes, the splendour in the grass, sir, yes. Wouldn't mind a bit of that myself.
If you wouldn't interrupt, please, William, not when I'm waxing poetical. Where was I now? Oh, yes, the song of the nightingale, the beauty of a sunset.
Or a mention in the honours list, sir.
Why? Have I got one? Has the letter come? You've been approached, have you, William? Asked to sound out my feelings on the matter? Well, honours status, as I've said before, these things are as naught to me. Though I thought Sir Mackenzie of Mackenzie might be a good title.
Yeah, or how about the Mull of Kintyre, sir?
Isn't there someone called that already?
Well, I suppose you're right, sir. The best definition of spiritual values is the yearning for the unattainable.
Unobtainable? You mean they're not going to give me a knighthood then?
Ah, Helen, there you are. Have you been able to obtain that telephone number for me yet?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Which number was that?
The international one, Helen, for that confidential matter, the name I gave you.
Mm. Oh, the bureau, you mean, sir. International Knighthood Limited. No title, too much trouble.
Yes, well, it's for a friend of mine, you understand. Have you been able to get it?
I'm afraid not, actually, sir. It's not in the directory.
What?
And when I tried to ring directory inquiries, I found that their number isn't in the directory either.
What? Directory inquiries number isn't in the directory? Why not?
It's ex-directory, sir. They don't wish to encourage callers.
Well, how long would a letter take?
Well, they do have the new first-class letter service, sir.
And what exactly does the first-class service comprise, Helen?
It's not any quicker, sir, but you don't get the footprint on your letter.
Yes, well, persevere if you would, Helen.
Right you are, sir. Oh, by the way, could I ask a favour? Would you mind being my referee, sir?
Oh, I didn't know that you played football, Helen.
For a job, sir, I was thinking of applying for.
A job, Helen? What job is this?
I'm still within the service, sir. I thought I might try to get in as an executive officer. In fact, I thought if I could get some training, I might make quite a good diplomat.
But, Helen, I don't wish to be discouraging, and obviously you may not realise this, or at least the full implications, but the problem is, you're a woman, you see, Helen.
Oh, dear. Is that serious, then?
Spiritual values! He wouldn't know a spiritual value if it stuck a candle up his nose and sang happy birthday.
Yes, Willie.
I mean, inner yearnings, longings within. The longings to see his name on an honours list. God, if he ever does get a gong, he'll bang it so hard they'll think it's dinner time in China.
Yes, Willie, well, don't go on.
It just gets me. I mean, the way people pass off their petty ambitions as being the manifestation of spiritual values, when it's just vanity and greed that's behind it.
But that's not what's behind your spiritual values and inner longings, is it, Willie?
No.
No, no, it's not vanity and greed with you, is it, Willie? No, it's more sexual starvation, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's nothing of the sort.
The way of the legover. That's your path to nirvana and oneness with the universe, isn't it?
No, it isn't. It's a meeting of souls. That's what I'm after. And a few other bits happen to meet at the same time. Well, that's all part of it, isn't it? Anyway, I don't see who you are to get all snooty about it, as if your spiritual longings were so much better. You know, applying for every job you can, scheming and plotting to get to the top.
I'm not doing it for myself, Willie. I'm striking a blow for the women's movement. And if that happens to mean a few extra thousand and some status and prestige for me, well, that's all really rather irrelevant.
Oh, yes, irrelevant, yes. Mm.
Well, all right, maybe there is a bit of self-interest in it, but... Well, maybe there is in all spiritual values, Willie. It's only people with a certain degree of affluence who can afford to have spiritual values anyway. I mean, if you're on the breadline, you don't think of spiritual values. All you think of is bread.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, what you're saying is that being inwardly discontent is a sign of a higher standard of living.
Well, in a perverse sort of way, yes, I suppose it is.
Yes, the way of the gripe. Well, if you'll excuse me, Helen, I'm just going to have a quick word with the old man. If he's in...
I see, William, I see.
And it was, maybe Helen's idea, in a small way, sir. That is to say that talking to her triggered it off.
Yes, the case with many women, I'm afraid, William. They come up with the occasional idea, but they're not really equipped for the sustained thinking. It's their brain cells, William. Women's brain cells are different than ours.
In what way, sir?
Well, they don't have as many.
Oh, didn't know that, sir. You'd be quite sure.
Oh, it's the size of their heads, William. They're not as big as ours. They've only got these little heads, you see. They can't get a big brain in there.
Well, anyway, sir, I started thinking, and it seemed to me that it was the solution to not only Colonel Surikoff's problems, but to ours, too.
Yes. Now, what I'm thinking, William, is this could be not only the solution to Colonel Surikoff's problems, but to ours, too.
Didn't I just say that?
Yes, it's the quicksilver flash of my intellect, you see, William, my mercurial wit. It's the way my mind darts about, you see. Yes, my brain swiftness has even been compared to a tadpole in a pond.
Brain like a tadpole, sir. Yes, praise indeed.
Yes, but I think I see the way clearly.
hurry ahead now, William. So if you'd first get in touch with London, get a couple of experts in the field to come over, then arrange a meeting with Colonel Sulikoff.
Okay, sir. Right you are.
And I will hopefully be able to enlighten him and put him on the path to salvation. I think I'll call it the way of the bricks without straw, William.
Very apt, sir.
Yes, bricks without straw, you see. It's the essence of diplomacy.
Bricks without straw, Mr. Ambassador?
Mm, yes, Colonel. It seemed the most appropriate analogy in the circumstances.
But bricks without straw? This seems like an impossibility, a contraception in terms.
Yes, well, it's of Old Testament origin, Colonel. I don't know if you're familiar with the Bible at all.
Oh, yes, yes. It's a sort of Western book of etiquette, isn't it?
Well, what I was going to say, Colonel, was, as I see it, the predicament we find ourselves in is this. You are attempting to make a transition to a market economy at a time which unfortunately happens to coincide with a world recession.
And the failure of the West to keep its promises of jamboree bags all on.
Well, there's no need to keep on harping on about the failures of the West, Colonel.
Well, why not? The West trumpeted on about the failures of the East long enough.
Every system has its shortcomings.
Yes, well, it's just that your shortcomings seem very long in going. So, what do you propose to alleviate the situation? How are we to make these bricks with no straw?
Well, it's quite simple, really, Colonel. It's just a matter of convincing people that they've never had it so good.
But they never had it so bad, Mr. Ambassador.
Yes, but the very existence of their spiritual discontent, you see, is proof of the increase in their standard of living.
Could you just explain why, Mr. Ambassador?
Because spiritual malaise, Colonel, is a symptom of the affluent society.
Oh, yes, Mr. Ambassador, yes, indeed. So, the reason why everyone here is so miserable is because we're all so well off. And the reason why we're more miserable than we were is because our standard of living has gone up.
Exactly, Colonel.
The only thing is, how do we convince them of this?
Well, I think we have all the expertise you need in that department, Colonel. In fact, you may have seen the two gentlemen waiting in reception as you came in.
The ones in the yellow corduroy suits and the Hawaiian bow ties, Mr. Ambassador?
Yes, I think they'll be able to help you to get the message across, Colonel. You'll find that when the old order changeth, inevitably the advertising man cometh.
Well, I think it's all pretty shameful, really, sir, if I have to be honest.
No, I don't think you have to be, do you, William? There's nothing in your conditions of employment to that effect.
I mean, this advertising campaign, sir, in the local press that the British agency has masterminded.
What about it, William?
Well, it's disgusting, sir. It's an appallingly bad taste. Look at it. It says, look slim and fashionable with exciting new food shortages, sir.
It's just trying to be a bit positive, William, that's all. Look on the bright side.
What's this? Meet your friends down at the queue. It's fun, it's friendly, it goes on all night.
Oh, yes, that's very catchy there.
I mean, why don't we just admit the truth, sir? That there's as much misery, poverty and oppression under capitalism as there ever was under communism. That one's as big a failure as the other. And that what this world really needs is a whole new philosophy where people matter instead of ideologies, and where there's compassion and caring and forgiveness, and where all men and women are brothers and sisters, sir, all caring for each other in the world together.
What has got into you, William? I've never heard such arrant nonsense. You haven't been infiltrated by something, have you? Or propositioned in a doorway?
Well, I'm sorry, sir. I mean, this campaign is just the unacceptable face of advertising, sir.
They know what they're doing, William, these advertising men. They help to get the government elected back at home.
Well, that's what I mean, sir. They've got no scruples. And what about our integrity, sir? I mean, what's this doing to us inside? What about our spiritual values,
William,
sir?
Not another word on the subject. I don't need to be lectured on spiritual values. No one has more profound spiritual values than I. You merely have to say the words Church of England, William, and you have said all there is to say. Evensong in the old church, vespers with the swans outside gliding by on the river.
Swan vespers, sir, yes.
You're talking to one who has read the lessons here, William.
Pity you never learnt any.
But in the diplomatic world, as opposed to the spiritual, William, there is only one true doctrine that I've ever found effective. The doctrine of efficiency. It puts us on the higher plane, William.
Yes, sir. Club class, no doubt, sir.
Anyway, I must get away for lunch if you'd order my car. Oh, and William, ask the driver to go the long way. I don't like going along by the queues outside the shops. The sight of all those pinched, hungry faces, it can quite put you off your dinner, you know.
Yes, sir. I'm sure it can be most upsetting, sir, for a sensitive man like yourself.
In Spiritual Values by Alex Shearer, you heard Dinsdale Landon as Mackenzie, Peter Aker as Frost, Moya Leslie as Helen, Christopher Benjamin as Surikoff, and Stephen Greif as Spyro. The producer was Neil Cargill.